Hello, good morning.
And what's your name?
This is Savannah Jane Buffett. We are live on Radio Margaritaville, I believe, coming to you from the new Landshark Stadium. And good morning.
Well, good morning.
Welcome to one of your new homes.
Well, as a Miami resident, how do you feel about this
stadium? I am very excited about Landshark Stadium. I can't tell you. Everyone in Miami is very excited about it. It is quite the buzz.
I remember when you were a tiny child and I'd take you to these games.
I don't remember that much, but I'm ready to get back into it this season. So, you know, over the last, I don't want to date you here or myself, but the last four decades, you've worn many hats. Singer, songwriter, author, businessman, entrepreneur, conservationist, TV film producer, yada, yada, yada. So many things, so many awesome things. And, you know, coming back here and doing Landshark, does it feel like, you know, you've contributed so much to pop culture and society, especially involving South Florida? And to do this, does it feel like another landmark that's...
It feels really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could say a lot of words, but I've been here a long time and lived in Miami before I ever moved to Key West, people don't know, and it was all, the Dolphins were always a part of the culture that I was lucky enough to kind of assimilate in. They were here a lot longer than I have been, and so I feel like it's wonderful to see the loyalty of fans to this football team and the loyalty we have of our fans to the music. There's really not a lot of difference there, so it just seemed kind of natural. And you know, a lot of things happen for the right reasons, and however they come about, I'm sure glad it happened here. So it's very cool, and it just feels right, and it feels very authentic to be in Miami in this way. And driving down 95 today, I went, we're going to our stadium. It's like, cool, you know?
Landshark Stadium.
Landshark Stadium.
Yes, you just spoke about the similarities between Dolphins fans and Parrot Heads, and I know we've all been talking about this, but the tailgating, I mean, I know it's a big part of the stadium culture down here. They love to tailgate. It's a big thing. I know all my friends are always down hours early to get ready for the game, and it's very similar to what happens in the parking lot at your shows.
Well, I think it helps the fact that when I first met Steve Ross, he was a fan. He loved the music. So, we start, it's not like a pitch. I didn't have to pitch myself to anybody here. This was, again, a natural thing. And as a fan, I think Steve got it and had seen shows and knew what was happening. And to his credit, he saw how easy this would be because it just fit into what people wanted to do. And we know from the years that you've seen us out on the road, you know, that tailgate mentality is so much a part of our world. It was so easy to come over here. And I see really kind of interesting things that, you know, it's so exciting now just to do it. But, you know, it's like making up a set list for a different show. There's so many opportunities now that we're here together to do things that I kind of think work for the Dolphins and work for us.
Yeah, and speaking of Steve Ross, I know, you know, last season the Dolphins were in last, and then they got to first, they won the conference title, and so it's a really cool time to have, you know, him coming in and you coming about. It seems like a new cool era of the Dolphin legacy.
It's a good time to be in South Florida.
I agree. I'm its number one fan. I'm its number one fan. And another great thing is that hopefully there's going to be a Landshark store within Landshark Stadium, which we're hoping for, and what's cool
people are asking about it. I will, you know, it's funny because the on the street stuff, if somebody said this was the worst kept secret in South Florida.
I agree. It's already up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, but nobody was quite sure what it was, and quite honestly, we weren't until the very end. But it worked out, and that's the amazing thing that it did. And so what comes next? But the first question people ask is, was there going to be a store in there? Can we? And I said, you know, it should be, we're going there, and as Steve said, it's about fans having fun. It's about getting your bang for the buck, and I know a lot about that, and I think that's, I'm lucky enough in that sense that I think our fan loyalty has been based on the fact that we give them a bang for the buck, and it's obvious what Steve wants to do from here on out. And in the meantime, they've got a great football team in the making, so it's going to be an exciting year. I'm simply happy to be involved, and again, I just think it's cool.
Cool, and I mean, I think another thing is not only the bang for the buck, but also giving back to the community, because hopefully if the store does exist, they're going to try and give back to UM Athletics and to save the
manatee. Well, we do that all the time in our organizations anyway. It's always, I always have believed in giving back to the places where you go play and take money out of that you owe something back, and we've been doing that for years with our foundation, and I look forward to working with the Dolphins on how we implement that.
Cool. Well, I think today's going to be great. I know everyone's really excited for this, and I know you've, I hope I'm not blowing the secret, but there's some new lyrics that you've been working
new
on
lyrics.
For,
yeah,
the,
we got a Fins
for the
version.
New official song of the Miami Dolphins.
We got
so.
Fins for Dolphins, and for those listening on radio, you won't be able to see this, but we have a bird that dances the fin.
Special
dance.
Guest, a
special
dancing guest. Parrot, Stymie the
dancing
from
bird
Parrot, from Parrot Island.
From Parrot Island. Got to have a dancing bird.
Always have to have a dancing parrot. We're in South Florida. We got dolphins, we got parrots, we got Jimmy Buffett. We got it all.
We got it here. Fins up. Let the fin begin.
Let the fin begin.